Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I just returned from a week on the lovely island of Maui, and while it was exhilarating to catch a few waves and have fun in the sun, it was not an experience of community. Why? For one thing, when the waves are good, the locals on Maui are not the least bit interested in sharing them with some old guy from the mainland, especially a haole like me, but mostly because Maui is a resort, and the folks who live there are always entertaining the folks who simply visit. And visitors who do not know each other, they can smile and be polite, even friendly, but they lack the time to forge any sense of community. Community requires more than one shared experience. So what makes a community? It is not just proximity, nor the amenities we Americans often expect nowadays, stuff like good housing, clean water, safe streets, good transportation, and effective government. Those things may be necessary, so I salute those who provide them, but they're not sufficient to make a town or city into a community. What makes a community is people caring about each other and not just about the stuff, selling, buying, making, consuming the goods we think are so crucial to the American dream. No one wrote more beautifully or compellingly about the community than poet and politician John Donne. He penned these words in the early 17th century. No man is an island, entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less, as well as if a promontory were, as well as if a manor of thy friends or of thine own were. Any man's death diminishes me, because I am involved in mankind, and therefore never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. In light of this, it's understandable that when bad news strikes, it's easy for us to want to distance ourselves from the pain and anguish of both victims and perpetrators. It seems we've had a lot of bad news in our community of late. Shootings and murders, families torn apart, and increasing rates of crime. It's enough to get you down until you look at the things that counter the bad news. I am heartened to hear that our community rallied behind the families and friends of many of the victims. I'm also heartened to hear that our community has rallied behind Betty Chin on May 11th at St. Bernard's High School, enjoying the fine Mexican food of Rita's Restaurant and raising money for the Betty Kwan Chin Center. There may be a few who oppose the center, but the vast majority of our community are aware that we humans are not self-sustaining islands, but very interdependent clods of dirt. Any person's death or misfortune diminishes me because I'm involved in humankind. And the way we treat the weaker members of our community is the way we set our moral compass. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.